Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said Republicans are stalling an assistance bill to Ukraine. Dave Collins has more.
Republicans need to act in good faith and show that they're serious, and they're not. They're blocking the president's request for funding. That's what they're doing.
Speaking to reporters, she urged Congress to swiftly approve President Biden's comprehensive supplemental package, encompassing aid for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and border security. However, Republicans strongly oppose passing the measure unless Democrats concede to border policy changes aimed at addressing the influx of migrants across the U.S.-Mexico border.
Former President Trump attending his New York civil fraud trial yesterday.
On the way into the courthouse, Trump again said he's done nothing wrong.
There were no victims. The bank loves us. The bank testified. They love us. We did absolutely nothing wrong. We never even defaulted.
Trump is set to testify on Monday as the last witness in the defense case. The New York Attorney General's office, under Letitia James, is pursuing a lawsuit against the Trumps and the Trump Organization, alleging the inflation of financial statements by billions of dollars. I'm John Schaefer.
The off-duty Alaska Airlines pilot accused of trying to crash a plane in October has been released from custody. Joseph David Emerson's wife, Sarah Stretch, says he never intended to hurt anyone.
A hard situation for a lot of people, not just Joe, for the people that were on the airplane, for the pilots, for the flight attendants.
Emerson being charged with 83 counts of recklessly endangering another person and one count of endangering an aircraft. Emerson's attorney argued that he was struggling with depression and hadn't slept since taking psychedelic mushrooms 2 days before the flight. This is USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Airlines expect record traveler numbers and revenues in 2024, but the airline industry expects net profits to reach $25.7 billion next year. Around 4.7 billion people expected to travel in 2024. That number tops pre-pandemic levels of 4.5 billion travelers in 2019.
John Lennon, outside of his apartment building on the west side of New York City, the most famous perhaps of all of the Beatles, shot twice in the back, rushed to Roosevelt Hospital, dead on arrival.
That, Howard Cosell, interrupting Monday Night Football to announce John Lennon was dead, the Beatles member and one of the most influential musicians of all time, was assassinated 43 years ago today, December 8, 1980. He died at the age of 40 after being shot in front of his apartment building, the Dakota, in New York City. The shooter, named Mark David Chapman, who shot Lennon four times in the back with a .38 caliber revolver. His reason? He wanted to be famous. Chapman was 25 when he shot Lennon and has been denied parole 12 times since his 25-to-life sentence. Chapman's next parole board appearance scheduled for February of 2024. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello and welcome. This is Bill Martinez and we are live. You know, so much is still lingering since the 2020 elections, and this sense of doubt and lack of faith. Can 2024 be a different process where most of America, let's say a majority of America, would have a sense of confidence that we, in fact, experienced a free and fair election? I mean, even to this day, 3 years later than 2020, you've got 61% of the country saying that they doubt the results of the 2020 election. Of course, what we're living with right now exacerbates, I guess, that perception and that opinion. Well, Joe Fried, who was one of our first guests on our TV series, is back with us. Joe is an accountant. And you've got to love accountants. You got to love CPAs because they're numbers people. They know when one and one doesn't equal two any longer. They know by experience when the numbers are being fudged. And you love to have people like this can break down the science, the real science of numbers and the validity of numbers. And Joe did that extensively and quite effectively in his book, Debunked, An Auditor Reviews the 2020 Election and the Lessons Learned. Well, since then, he has now written a new book called How Elections Are Stolen. And here are 23 ways. Identifying election problems is easy. In his last book, as I mentioned, called Debunked, Joe Fried identified many serious problems multiple times. He says the difficult part is finding solutions, ones that have a chance of succeeding. Even simple solutions can be elusive when the wrong people are in charge of our elections. Unfortunately, some state leaders want anything but election integrity. I know that might be hard for some people to understand. I know when I have conversations about this topic, people are still blatantly ignorant, and they choose to be so because there is information, whether it's Joe's book, other documentation, that only raises the suspicion that 2020 was a compromised event, that it wasn't free and fair. As I said, some state leaders still insist on anything but election integrity. What they're concerned about is the outcome, not the process. In his new book, he describes 23 serious problems that undermine the integrity of our elections. Possible solutions are presented, and some which can be implemented fairly easily if you have a want to. Joe Fried, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. Thank you so much, Bill, for having me on your show. I appreciate it.
Well, it's first of all, congratulations on Debunked. At every turn, after you know you and I talked, it seemed like everybody wanted to interview you and you know get the facts, because the fact of the matter is people are still confused and wondering, okay, what happened in 2020, right?
That's true. And you know, if I can talk briefly about what you were talking about the lack of information.
Mm-hmm.
You and I talked the other day about this a little, about this trial I'm associated with, and I'm not going to name names because it's still going on.
Right.
But it's instructive, and I think your audience needs to hear this. For one of the people who's being accused of wrongdoing on January 6th and in Georgia and so forth has been trying to get me as a witness for his trial for months, and it's been blocked repeatedly. And just a couple weeks ago, I thought before the judge to give testimony, and it was blocked again. The prosecutors objected. I never got to answer a single question. It was all just objecting to me and my qualifications. So now I have to brag a little, because I'll show you how absurd that was.
Mm-hmm.
My audit qualifications are, on paper at least, they're like as good as you can have, because for 28 years, I was authorized by the American Institute of CPAs to peer review, to review the quality of work of other CPA auditors.
Mm-hmm.
I did that probably more than 1,000 times.
Wow.
1,000 times, hundreds of firms.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, about the most important thing you can do, because that affects their licensing, whether they will be allowed to continue as audit firms.
Mm-hmm. Joe, real quick, how many other CPAs are traveling in the at the level that you're traveling in, having audited as many other CPAs as you? Right? Would you say you're probably in the top 1% of all CPAs?
I probably, in terms of the numbers, at the top 1/100th of 1%. I mean, I admit I was not doing huge corporations. I was with Ernst & Young for 5 years, where we did work on big stuff. But my peer reviews were of primarily smaller CPA firms, audit firms.
Mm-hmm.
But still, in terms of the sheer volume of work and the standards I had to review, I mean, I'm reviewing their quality control standards, the generally accepted audit. And I also did it at the governmental level, where I was reviewing Office of Management and Budget standards and general government accountability, GAO standards, in other words.
Right.
So all I'm trying to say is it's absurd, but they were saying they didn't think I really knew enough about audits that I should challenge.
That you had the credibility. Joe, one other question before you finish the statement, though, is how often were your reports rejected or challenged or negated?
Really, never. I mean, there's always the review you do can be questioned, and there were sometimes there'll be a technical peer reviewer who will say, did you consider this or did you consider that? I've never had one out and out rejected, ever.
Right.
So that's that. Now, on the election front, not only do I have the two books, but I've published in the last 2 years over 25 articles with American Thinker, with Western Journal, and others. So, but they can't find anything, and I'll tell you why they won't let me talk. Because months ago, I was deposed, and during those hours of deposition, they learned what I was going to say. And they do not want, this is a televised trial, and they do not want it spoken. That's the only reason I can think of.
Mm-hmm.
There's no jury involved. It's just a judge, but they do not want the public to hear.
Yeah.
So that's all I can say. Sometime have me back on, Bill, and I'll, when it's all over, maybe I can say a little more about the ins and outs. I can't even watch the trial, by the way, because I'm a potential witness.
Right.
But I've sort of pieced together in my mind what's going on from some of the feedback I've gotten.
Well, it's not only your experience, but we see what's going on, you know, with our government, FBI interference, social media interference. This has been a weaponized process through every three-letter agency of our government. And as I said, social media, mainstream media, there is a specific agenda and narrative that must be spoken of. If not, you will be canceled. Whether we're talking, you know, climate change, whether we're talking the border, you know, the idea of freedom of the press seems to be more and more, Joe Fried, in the rearview mirror.
That is for sure. And I was thinking before I came on your show, I went back, and by the way, if people want to hear the first show, it's on my Substack. You can still listen to that one. You have it too, I'm sure. But
yes.
And because I wanted to see what we covered last time, so I wouldn't be too redundant, although I imagine you have new people that keep joining your show, so that may be new for some people.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
the first interview, of course, on Joe's Substack, on our site at BillMartinezShow.com. You can download it and watch it at your convenience. It is just as pertinent today as it was then. Right, Joe?
That's correct. Well, let me, if you want, I'll get right into it, Bill.
Yes, absolutely. Go ahead.
Okay. In Pennsylvania, I'm going to go through as many states as I can. These are the swing states, the critical states. And in Pennsylvania, we talked about Jesse Morgan, the truck driver who, and I'm going to get back into that because that's a very interesting story.
But yes.
First, I want to talk about something that I failed to talk about the first time. And do you know something? It's maybe the single most important election issue from 2020. So I hope your audience really focuses on this because this is really critical. This one incident I'm about to explain to you really meant that the Pennsylvania election was not certifiable. Not certifiable.
Mm.
Here's what it is. The voter deficit. Now, what is a voter deficit? When you have more ballots than you have voters, that's a voter deficit. And here's what happened on December 28th of 20. This is almost 2 months after the election. Some of the legislators from Pennsylvania, that would be Frank Ryan and Russ Diamond, put out a press release, and it was on behalf of themselves and 13 or 14 other legislators. So this was like the combined view of 15 or 16 Pennsylvania legislators. And they were very concerned because in 9 days they were going to have January 6th and the certification of the national election. And they said, what's going on? Pennsylvania certified its election very early.
Mm-hmm.
3 weeks after the election. All right, the election's November 3rd. On November 24th, that's just 3 weeks later, Pennsylvania certified that Joe Biden won. And they said, now here it is. Now it's December 28th, so it's a month and 4 days later.
Right.
And they're putting out a press release saying we are deeply concerned because it's come to our attention that there's hundreds of thousands more ballots than voters. And they had an exact number, 202,377. 202,377. They didn't say their source. I think I know the source, but apparently they didn't want to say it.
Right.
So anyway, if you think that was baloney, the next day, in a backhanded way, the Secretary of State's office confirmed it. They sent out that on the 29th, a day later, they sent out this very nasty response accusing them of being spreading misinformation, election conspiracies, of being ignorant and not knowing anything about the way it works. And then they put in this statement. They said, we don't know where you got your information, Mr. Ryan and Mr. Diamond, but we do know that some of our large counties have not yet put their voter information into the registration system. And
well, how could they certify the vote then?
Good question. And then they added, Bill, they added this. They said, the important thing is that we got the votes in. That's what counts. We can add and match the voters to the registration system later. Now, right. This is already two months after the election. They still haven't been able to match them.
Unbelievable.
And it is unbelievable. Let me explain something. Digress for a second here for your viewers. We're talking really the mail-in votes. That's really what we're talking because the people who walk in person usually are pretty honest.
Right.
And they have ID.
Yeah. Well, and usually that one person is attached to a ballot.
Right.
Right.
You can. It's easy. It's hard to commit fraud in person.
Right.
But, what was I going to say? I was going to say, I lost my train of thought. I'm glad I remembered. Here's the process, how it's supposed to work. And the mail-in ballot, they send in the mail-in ballot. It's in an envelope. It's sealed up.
Right.
On the outer part of the envelope, in Pennsylvania at least, this is how it works. They scan a barcode. And that puts it into the registration system. Now, why is that important? Well, one, you got to make sure the guy's a legitimate registered voter in Pennsylvania, not in California or somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But also, that's the only way you know that he doesn't vote multiple times, because once you put him in, he can't vote again because you'll see it.
Right.
Okay. But once you do that, you open up the envelope and you take out this ballot, which is totally anonymous. Nobody ever in any state ever puts their name directly on the vote. So you don't know. That way, if it's a vote for Joe Biden or a vote for Donald Trump, you won't know that so-and-so voted for Donald Trump or Biden. That's always anonymous.
So the envelope that contained the ballot is separated from the ballot. That's set aside. The ballot's taken differently. So it's no longer identified with the voter. But I thought doesn't the barcode carry on to the ballot itself?
No. And so, Bill, what would happen is this. If you were to do it the way they're doing it, which is to vote first,
yes,
and then a week later or a month later, scan that. What if it doesn't scan in? You know, it's like at the supermarket, you buy a package of hot dogs and they can't scan it for some whatever reason.
Right.
Well, in this case, if it doesn't scan, it might be an illegitimate voter, but you can't go back and retrieve the ballot. You don't know whose ballot that was. It's not associated with that envelope anymore. Once it's taken away, there's no connection anymore. No way to connect it. So,
well, why can't you just pull the ballot out of the count?
Because you don't know which ballot it is. You see, they don't match. If they did that, it wouldn't be anonymous. If you had a ballot envelope with your name on it,
mm-hmm,
and they could later say, oh, we see Bill Martinez voted for Joe Biden or for Donald Trump, because we can match that. You see, they don't want any possibility that your vote can be identified. So they deliberately keep it totally anonymous. There's no way to trace a ballot ever into the identification on the envelope. So this is what I think happened. I'll tell you the truth. This is my theory. Now I'm just talking. What I said so far is factual.
That's right.
I'll tell you what. Before I give you my theory, I better take the next step.
Okay.
After reading those two things, Verity Vote, a very fine analytical firm in Pennsylvania, amazingly good firm, Heather Honey runs it.
Mm-hmm.
I stumbled on one of their reports, and it was amazing. They reported that they had been tracking the voters in Pennsylvania week by week, from all the way from October to February of the next year, week by week. And this is how it works. They have a system, their registration system, special in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. It's not just all the voters that are registered. But then there's a subcategory, all the voters that are registered who actually voted in the last election.
If I might interject, is that when somebody has integrity and they're honest, they give you this information. Anybody else, if you ask for this information, they go pound flesh, go get a FOIA request or go get a court order. There's no way I'm going to pass that on to you, right?
I'll tell you, their work papers are meticulous, and they put CPA firms to shame. I mean, it was so well done, so tight, no mistakes that I could see. And I can now let me give you my theory. That everything I said so far is factual. Those are just facts, okay?
Right.
That, in other words, we can say factually, they had not properly, should not have certified when they did on November 24th. The state, that when Frank Ryan and Russ Diamond wrote to them on the 28th of December, they were out of balance, and that even when they finished, they were out of balance. They could not cover those ballots with voters. They didn't have, did not have enough. That's a fact.
Home.
home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
USA News Update. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says Republicans are stalling an assistance bill to Ukraine. Speaking to reporters, she urged Congress to approve President Biden's supplemental package that gives aid to Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and includes some border security. Former President Trump attending his New York civil fraud trial yesterday. On the way to the courthouse, Trump again saying he has done nothing wrong. The off-duty Alaska Airlines pilot accused of trying to crash a plane in October has been released from custody. Joseph David Emerson's wife, Sarah Stretch, says he never intended to hurt anyone. He was struggling with depression and hadn't slept since taking psychedelic mushrooms 2 days before that flight. He's being charged with 83 counts of recklessly endangering another person. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
They knew of this discrepancy, but yet on January the 6th, they went to D.C. and certified these numbers, right?
That's exactly right. And that's why, obviously, this testimony is important to people.
Yes.
But if they're blocking this testimony, they won't let Verity Vote testify in the particular trial I'm involved in. Mm-hmm. They won't let me testify. I wonder why, because they don't want to hear this. And then what are they going to say when, you know, when an auditor who's audited, who's peer reviewed 1,000 other firms says, wait a minute, this is real.
Yes.
This is not a theory. Now, here is a theory. How did it happen? Maybe the Secretary of State's office wasn't so dishonest to begin with. I think this is what happened. Right after the election, if you recall, Donald Trump was up almost 700,000 votes in Pennsylvania.
Right.
They knew they had just 3 short weeks before their certification in the state of Pennsylvania. And they were probably in a panic. They were thinking, oh, my God, what's going to happen if in 3 short weeks Donald Trump's is still up, say, 50,000 votes or is out of 700,000? It's very easy. So they couldn't take any shit. They just pushed everything through. And I have a feeling when they tried to scan some of those barcodes, for whatever reason, they weren't working. It might have been their computer didn't have enough computer power. It might have been that they had so many mismatches that it was slowing them down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a mismatch. It's not working. What's going on? It's freezing the system. But whatever happened, they may have started off with legitimate purposes, I think in the end they became very dishonest. They were covering it up. Can you imagine the chutzpah to go through your certification and not tell your legislators, hey, guess what? We have a problem here. We're going to certify the election, but we don't know for sure that we have all the voters identified properly. They just thought they could squeak by.
Yeah.
And thanks to Verity Vote, we know that they did this. That's the only reason we know it.
Well, they must have been, see, again, like you and I talked about before. See, I think there's a chairman of the board in all this collusion. Mm-hmm. We don't know who it is.
Yeah.
Maybe you do, but I don't know that we've been able to discern who was in charge, who orchestrated this whole program.
Yeah.
Because to get, what was it, 7 states to shut down all about at the same time,
yeah,
you know, for an extended period of time so that they could reset the machines and the votes and the count. And when they shut everything down, here's Trump ahead in these 7 key states. And then by the time they reset the next morning, it's turned upside down on its head. On its face, it's extremely suspicious.
Yeah.
But, you know, like Dinesh D'Souza said, you know, he told me, Joe, when he went to jail and he met with, you know, his fellow convicts, the everyday mantra was the con never gives up the con. They, you know, the convict never gives up the con. And
yeah,
this is what's going on here. We have not been able to penetrate the cabal and the whole mechanism of voter fraud in 2020. We just haven't been able to bust it open. We can see all the smoke and look at the facts and the numbers and say they don't add up. But whether it's the Supreme Court or judges or state houses, nobody is willing to take this up because of the power of the administrative state. Let's leave it at that. The deep state has such a stranglehold on these state houses, and they're scared to death to come back and say, hey, there was definitely a problem. There was fraud. And until somebody takes it seriously enough to indict these people, like you said, I mean, this is blatant cheating. This isn't an accident. They did this on purpose because they were told to do this, not only them, but others. And when they're, you know, you got a cabal going and you've got, I don't know, maybe there could have been, you know, 1,000 people involved, maybe 100, but they were all on the same team and they all had the same objective. And the objective was to make sure that Joe Biden won and Donald Trump lost. That was the objective, right?
That's right. I don't know who's behind it. I will say one thing, though, that's interesting. Bill, I started to talk about this at the beginning of the show about how they didn't want me to be testifying in public.
Right.
These trials that are coming up in the January 6th trial, the Fannie Willis's thing in Georgia, I think scare them. They're scared that they don't want to hear this information. And so I wonder what they're going to do about that. Because, you know, they're going to obviously try to object to everybody.
Of course.
I wasn't, by the way, the only one they were blocking. They blocked, like, from what I got gathered, I may be wrong, but it sounds like 13 people were blocked on this trial. So they just don't want anybody talking about election fraud.
Well, of course, you're blocked. The media's blocked. Partial is with the media. It's partial acceptance because they're part and parcel and joined at the hip with this cabal to keep us all, you know, blindfolded, you know, kept in the dark over it. And this is why you can't have a conversation with a fellow citizen who is now been, you know, indoctrinated to such a degree that they can't even accept any kind of question whatsoever. And you can ask them in the nicest way, in the least offensive way, of how did you come to that conclusion? And boy, I'll tell you, the ire gets wound up really quick. And then, you know, they're attacking us for asking a reasonable question. You know, and when I get that kind of response, I just figure, you know what, you're not interested in the truth. And so let's just stop here and move on, and we'll talk about the sunshine and unicorns.
Well, I say thank God for shows like yours, Bill, because
thank
you for putting this on. I know it takes some courage because you will get pushback just for having me on.
We've gotten pushback 3 ways to Sunday. We've been canceled. There are some. I mean, this is the thing. I mean, with a TV show, we have to be careful. Yeah. Because YouTube, you know, if they don't agree and they say it violates their, you know, community guidelines or whatever, and what are we violating? All we're trying to do is elevate the intellect of the listener.
Yeah.
You know, we want to bless you with some information. We're not coming down from the mountain on high with our hair aglow saying we just talked to God and this is what he told us. No, yeah. This is the evidence that has been procured. Now it's up to you. Own your own knowledge. Don't take our word from it. But I also say don't take the word of 8-second sound bites in some of these, you know, media talking heads that want to tell you one thing, but there's nothing to back it up. There's no evidence right. Other than them just telling you, well, Joe, you know, you got to believe this because we say so, right?
That's right. And Bill, I don't think you or I are even proclaiming ever that Trump won necessarily. We're just saying, look, there should have been a resolution of some of these
exactly.
issues. That's what I'm saying anyway, that there should have been
you can't have people wandering around going, I mean, you know, you had Stacey Abrams for, you know, I think she's still insisting that she should be governor of Georgia.
Right.
And she lost by 80,000. What was so outrageous, people just, they didn't give it any credibility whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that if Stacey Abrams had the backing that Joe Biden had, and that had Jeff Kemp had been Governor Kemp had been maligned as badly as Donald Trump had been, I think, you know, she could have some standing and some force behind her. But everything that led up to the 2020 election, with 95% of the media reporting negatively about Donald Trump didn't have a leg to stand on. I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, he had lots of legs. I mean, you know, here it is. He gets, what, 10 million more votes than he did in 2016.
Yeah.
Everywhere you go, you see Trump-Pence signs. I traveled through, 12 states the month before the election. And, Joe, I only saw three signs for Biden-Harris, three signs in all of 12 states as I was traveling, where, you know, comparatively, Donald Trump, we're seeing, you know, signs and posters and, you know, his rallies. You had thousands of people attending his rallies, and Joe Biden was lucky to get a dozen people, right? But we're supposed to believe on its face that Joe Biden was able to get 82 million votes. Well, it seems, excuse me for questioning, the common sense, just matrix here. And what we're looking at, the specific benchmarks, right?
I saw the same thing that you did. It's mostly Trump signs were up and very few Biden. There was very little enthusiasm, it seemed, for Biden, at least in that last election. I think there's less now, a lot less.
Right.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet
for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Talking with Joe Fried. He's the author of the book, How Elections Are Stolen, and he's going to talk about 23 ways. Of course, we're going to have to do it with some rapidity because we have only about 20 or so minutes left. He's also the author of the book, Debunked, An Auditor Reviews the 2020 Election and Lessons Learned. If you're serious about understanding what happened, it's up to you. 61% of the country is walking in a haze, wondering what the heck happened. We suspect that there was some shenanigans taking place. This book, Debunked, it may keep you up for a couple nights, but it will settle you because then you'll realize the truth, something that our government has not been interested in. You know, we spent time impeaching the president, but how much time did we spend, Joe, even to this day? Have we spent any time, any of our taxpayer money, has any of that gone to investigate the 2020 elections on a federal level?
I know, not on a federal level, some on the state level.
Exactly.
And they were, in fact, remember in Wisconsin, they had a special counsel, the Mike Gableman.
Right.
Now, look, I have a reason for saying this. Mike Gableman was a former Chief Justice of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Mm. Pretty high position, wouldn't you say?
Well, yeah, I would think so.
And then I think they're term limited there. When he left, they appointed him special counsel to investigate and audit the 2020 election, which he did for months.
Right.
He reached the conclusion that it shouldn't have been certified.
In Guess Wisconsin.
Wow. In the trial I was referring to where I said that they blocked me because they said I wasn't expert enough,
mm-hmm.
They blocked him, too. They said he wasn't expert enough. I mean, who could be more expert than the Chief Justice who actually was the special counsel investigating it?
Right.
The judge actually reprimanded him and said, and I got this from here, as you might say, after the fact, because I can't listen to the trial.
Mm-hmm.
It told him that he is not allowed to give an opinion on this case because he's not an expert. So this is what we're up against. They're shutting down everybody. And even in the courtrooms are shutting them down.
It's amazing, Joe. Here you have somebody of this background and credibility. He's not allowed to say something, but yet every night on television, there's talking heads that all they know about is spouting off the news, but yet they have acceptable credibility?
Yeah, that's the way it is. Well, all right. I digress. I got to hurry up now. We talked about, I'll just wrap up Pennsylvania with Jesse Morgan again.
Okay.
For the people that didn't hear it the first time. Jesse Morgan, truck driver, drove not just a little truck, but one of those big 18-wheelers. I think it was an 18-wheeler.
Right.
He had a regular route. The route was from Long Island, New York, all the way to the capital of Pennsylvania, that's Harrisburg, down to Lancaster and back. That was his normal route.
Right.
Now, one day he's going, it's October 21st, right before the election. And they're loading up his trailer, as they usually do. They put the Lancaster mail in the front, and then they put behind it the Harrisburg mail, which was, he said, 95% of the load was Harrisburg.
Right.
And the guy says that's loading it. He says, boy, somebody wants to vote. You've got ballots here. So he looks in these. He says 24 big Gaylords. A Gaylord is like a 4x4x4 cube. And in the Gaylords, they have stacks of trays. In each tray can hold a row of envelopes, many rows of envelopes, okay? So visualize this is stacked with envelopes. He looks at them, and they're all for the election center in Pennsylvania, and they have, some of them have handwritten return addresses. He says, I know they were filled out because the return addresses were all different.
Right.
So anyway, he gets, everything's normal. He gets to Harrisburg, and they won't let him unload. And he's waiting for hours, 6 hours. Normally, what would happen is he'd get in there, they take the Harrisburg mail off, he'd keep going and then go to Lancaster where they take the Lancaster mail.
Right.
So after 6 hours, he's steamed up, he goes in the building, he asks the expediter, what's going on? She said, you'll have to talk to the postal supervisor. He goes to the postal supervisor, who he said was very rude to him and said, just take your load to Lancaster. And he said, what are you talking about? I'm here in Harrisburg, I've got almost all my mail is Harrisburg.
Right.
I don't care. Take it to Lancaster. So he said, well, all right. Well, give me my paperwork because you always get paperwork. You know, it tells you what you're taking to where.
Right.
No, I'm not giving you any. So then he says, well, I've been sitting for 6 hours. I want something to show that so that I get late pay.
Yes.
No, I'm not giving you that. So he takes it. He drives off to Lancaster. He has no choice, really.
Mm-hmm.
Parks, it's late in the day, he decouples the trailer from the truck, parks the trailer in the normal spot he parks it in. Next morning he gets back, it's gone. And that was a big story. A lot of people missed it because if you were watching ABC News or something, you never would have heard the story. But if you were watching the free press...
Right. Well, it goes back to what I've always said, in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And unfortunately, too many opinions replaced facts that were needed. And this is why you've got so many American, the majority of the country still believes that the 2020 election was illegitimate and that, you know, President Biden is an illegitimate president. But they don't care because they got what they want. And that's all that matters. That's the problem with power and control. It will step on truth. It will ignore integrity. It ignores the consent of the governed. It ignores all things that have to do with the Constitution. Well, Joe Fried, I can tell you, you've got to come back because we've only got about 5 minutes left. And I don't know that we could even begin to do justice to your new book, How Elections Are Stolen, the 23 Ways. But I'm going to let you just give us a real quick summary and kind of tease the audience because, you know, you will definitely come back as we continue this conversation. And I knew there were going to be updates since we talked, several months back, that there would be more information and you didn't disappoint me or our audience. So we thank you for coming, you know, loaded for bear. I just wish we had more time to unravel more things.
Oh, thank you, Bill. Thank God there's people like you that are letting me, big mouths like me, talk. I appreciate it. Well, all right, real quick. Here's some of the things in my new book that it's not a huge book. It's small compared to Debunked. It's only about 45% as big, maybe, in terms of words. But it's organized in a different way. This is more like an action book saying, here's a checklist of problems and a checklist of possible solutions. Some of those solutions are tough. Some are easy.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, harvesting is a big problem still. Fortunately, right. You've got this group. Jay Valentin is running this group called Omega for America. Omega, the number four, America. Mm-hmm. And they are using – he's a high-tech guy who's using his something called fractal programming. He claims it is like 1,000 times faster than ordinary programming. It's very fast. They're going in and they're matching registration lists to things like real estate lists and other sources that are very solid so they can match a voter and an address. Mm-hmm. And they're finding all sorts of problems. I mean, he says with one stroke of the key, they'll find like 1,000 people at the same post office box or 1,000 people registered at the same parking lot. Then what they're doing this ahead of the election.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to the Secretary of State or Board of Elections, whatever, it varies by state. And he's saying, here's, you've got a problem, and you better fix it, because if you don't fix it, then there's going to be blowback after the election. Right. So they're trying
These guys are apolitical?
Yeah, they are. They're apolitical. They're tech people.
Right.
And if you can get Jay Valentin on your show, by the way, he's a wonderful guy. He's a very busy guy, but mm-hmm. Jay Valentin.
Okay. And,
by the way, his articles, he's all over the American Thinker. He has written 100 things on that, and it'll give you a flavor for what he's like.
Okay.
He's a very entertaining, very good guy to have talk to, and very knowledgeable. I mean, he's got knowledge I can only dream of, okay? So he's a great guy to have. Here's another thing they never put in. They didn't want to mention that the most authoritative website you can have for this sort of cell phone stuff is a website called gps.gov. It's the official one for the federal government.
Uh-huh.
And right on that, if you look at accuracy, they have a couple pages on accuracy of GPS.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, there's three elements in cell phones. There's GPS, there's Wi-Fi, and then there's the cell phone triangularization.
Mm-hmm.
But the most accurate is the GPS.
Yes, right.
They said that the GPS was typically accurate to 16 feet, not as accurate if there's trees and stuff around.
Mm-hmm.
But and this is the thing, Bill, if you added a second signal, the 16 feet dropped to centimeters. There's 2.5 of those in an inch. And if it's a stationary object that you're monitoring for a few days, like a Dropbox, for example,
yeah, right.
Millimeters. I can't even show that with my fingers.
It's
they didn't want to bring that up, that how much finer multiple signaling can be.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Well, Joe, we've got to leave it there. Like I said, so much more to talk about. Look forward to having you back, and we'll get deeper into your book, How Elections Are Stolen. Here's 23 Ways. Joe Fried has been our guest, the author of Debunked as well. An auditor reviews the 2020 elections and the lessons learned. Joe is a CPA, and he brings his brilliance to this discussion as it continues. Because it should, because that's what happens, Joe. When a lie has been perpetrated, it just nags at us until the truth finally comes out, right?
That's right. And I think in the long run, the truth will come out.
Amen to that. I'm telling you, Joe Fried, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you so much.
Okay. Godspeed. For more information and to be a part of this mighty movement to return to God and to save our country, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. May God bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you. May he be gracious unto you and give you his peace. Thank you so much for being with us. Have a great day. Take care.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.